Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. We are heading into October this weekend. That means this is the final fishing news of 2023. Jimmy Fee of On the Water joins us one last time. Hiya, Jimmy.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Jimmy, there is still plenty of great saltwater fishing to be had through the fall, though we may be dressing warmer. Talk about the fall run and what we have ahead of us.
So we're just coming off a very stormy week, a lot of northeast wind, and that really kicked the striper fishing into high gear. We're seeing the bait finally start to get moving out of the harbors, starting to move down from north of the Cape, and the stripers are taking notice. I've heard some great stuff about the blue fishing, and the blues may head out. You know, they're usually gone by, I want to say, Columbus Day. Sometimes they linger a little bit later, but those stripers will have striped bass feeding around Cape Cod into November.
That's certainly something to keep fishermen heading out through the next month, month and a half. And then fishermen start to look at other species too, things like tautog.
Exactly. That is one of the kind of the grand finale of the saltwater fishing, at least on the inshore grounds, is the tautog. Those fish start to really group up in the fall. I mean, they've been around all summer, but in the fall, they group up as they begin heading offshore to deeper structures where they're going to spend the winter. So as they move, you know, say from 10 to 15 feet of water, they'll move out to 30 feet of water. Probably by the time we're, you know, most guys are getting ready to hang up the striper gear, the tautog fishing will be good in 30 to 40 feet of water in Buzzards Bay, along the Elizabeth Islands, even out around Noman's Island. And they are a really fun fish to catch, a great fish to eat. And they're a species that's really kind of, I'd say they really caught on in popularity over the last five or six seasons.
So for folks who aren't familiar with tautog, we're talking about a bottom fish that has several interesting characteristics. One of them is that it has a set of teeth.
Yeah, so tautog, they're a member of the wrasse family. They hang exclusively around, you know, kind of hard structures because their diet is predominantly shellfish, crabs, or, you know, sometimes they'll scrape barnacles, sometimes they'll eat mussels, and they eat those with these big buck teeth that you can see. You know, just big, white, pointy teeth, and they use those to grab the crab. And the way they eat kind of adds to the fun of that fishery, where getting a bite is always easy. Hooking them is a big challenge sometimes, where they'll scratch at the bait, they won't fully take it, and you have to sit there holding the rod, trying to guess when you should lift the rod to try to set the hook. That's all part of the fun of tautog fishing. You're going to miss way more than you hook. But when you hook them, the next challenge begins, and that is getting that fish out away from the structure because they are really strong. They have kind of a compact body, very short and stout, and they use that to get themselves, you know, for short bursts of speed that gets them into the structure. If you're not, you know, right on top of it, fighting them aggressively from the beginning, they could get you into the rocks and break your line.
Hey, let's round up the inshore fishing action. As you say, we're coming out of two stormy weekends in a row. What are you hearing?
So I know just from my own kind of wading boots on the ground, the striper fishing's picking up this week. Albies, I haven't heard yet. I'm sure they're still around. I know they haven't gone anywhere. There's plenty of bait. The water temperature still looks good. But as the seas kind of get to a point where guys can get back out there, we're going to be putting the pieces back together. One thing that a big storm will do, or at least an extended period of rough weather will do, is it kind of shuffles the deck. So guys have to get out there and see where the albies are, what they're feeding on. It certainly moved things around, but we have at least a couple more weeks of the albie fishing to look forward to.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, big thanks to you and all the crew at On the Water.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you next year.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.